believe with the heart that there is one only simple and spiritual being, which is called God. And He is eternal, incomprehensible, invisible, immutable, infinite, almighty, perfectly wise, just, good, and He is the overflowing fountain of all good. God is love, and that's the message of His Word, the Bible. The goodness, the love, and the mercy of God that we seek to bring to you. Of which, of course, I dare say without controversy that the majority of you are utterly careless of, could not, that is, care less. But nonetheless, we are here in the happenstance of the sovereignty of God, that He would open the eyes to see and the ears to hear, the heart to believe and to trust in God through His Son Jesus Christ, in order that you might be a recipient of His overflowing goodness, kindness, love and mercy. It is of the love of God that I wish to speak with you here today. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Through that is, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. How marvelous, how wonderful, my friends, that God should see us in our impotence, in our powerlessness, in our helplessness, and in His love, send His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die for wretched sinners such as you and I. Oh, do you know, have you tasted, have you experienced, I ask you, such love as this that God has for a world of ruined sinners? It is marvelous indeed. The display, the expression of God's love in man's redemption by the unspeakable gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. Please do not be saying that God never did nothing for you, because yes, He did. He sent His only begotten. He sent His Son. He sent His only beloved. He sent the One who is the prize of God's affections, the delight of heaven, Jesus, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the One who is altogether lovely, the One who is so unlike you and I, but who came, lived and loved and died, and rose again from the dead, that we might be like Him in the love of God. Oh, the love of God manifest, an epiphany, a revelation of the love of God in yonder center cross where the Son of God bled and died, shed His blood that you might be washed and made clean, fit for life, fit for purpose, and fit one day, of course, for heaven. Oh, God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son into the world, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish in their sin, in their ruined state and condition, but should have everlasting life through Jesus Christ, whom we declare to you here this day in the city of Lincoln. Love triumphs over all. Love overcomes everything. But love defined. How do you define love? You talk about love. You see, all we need to do is love one another. Well, why don't you? What is this love that you talk about? We're not talking about Emmerdale Farm. We're not talking about Coronation Street. We're not talking about Hollywood. We're talking about the love of God, clearly defined in the Word of God, in the sending, in the giving of His only begotten Son, His well-beloved, up to the death of the cross, that through Him you might have life and have love, love that conquers man's sin, love that redeems, love, love that lives the souls of men and women and brings to them everlasting and eternal life. Christ died. Who did He die for? He died for criminals. He didn't die for the good. He didn't die for the religious. He didn't come, He said, for the respectable, self-righteous. He says, I came to call sinners to repentance. Christ died for criminals. He died for sinners, for the ungodly, for those who are contrary to God in their nature and in their practice. Sinners by nature and sinners by practice. And that's what we all are. Every one of us, born into this world, conceived in sin, 9 months later, born in sin, and living in sin all your days, and dying in your sin, and going to a lost eternity, perishing in the flames and fires of hell, unless you become a recipient of the love of God revealed in the sending of His Son Jesus Christ to save us, to save criminals like you and I, apostates from God. So friends, the love of God and the objects of God's love, sinners, sinners who have apostatized from God. What is a sinner? A sinner is one who has transgressed God's law, broken not just the laws of the state, but broken the laws of God, transgressed, broken, wandered to our own pathway, like silly sheep we've gone our own way, wandered, lost our way, lost from God, contrary to God, contrary to His law, contrary to the holiness, contrary to the character and being of God, apostates, rebels, living all your days with your fist raised in rebellion in your Maker's face, defiant of the Almighty, and exposed, I tell you, to His eternal wrath, unless that is, you repent, unless you turn, unless you believe and receive the love of God that He has for ruined sinners, apostates, rebels. Iniquity abounds amongst you, separated from God, from the overflowing fountain of all good, separated from Him because of your iniquities, because of your rebellion against God. Those are the objects of God's love in sending His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die on a cross for such people, to die and rise again, that they might be justified, made right with God, and, of course, given eternal life and everlasting love. Oh, friends, the love of God. The love of God for such as you. You have apostatized from God. Sinners who are actually hostile to God in their mind. Bible says the carnal mind. That's those who are in the flesh. That's those who have never been born again. That's those who have never received the love of God in the flesh. flesh, carnal. You know, you get up in the morning. What will I wear today? What will I eat? What will I drink? But it never gets beyond that. Never thinking about God. No thought of God in your mind. Hostile to God. An enmity against God. At war with God. Hating God. The very antithesis of God's law. Jesus tells us that loving God and loving our neighbor is the fulfillment of God's law, but you do neither. If you do not love God, you cannot love your neighbor. You hate God, you hate your neighbor. That's why you go about killing. All your advances, all the technology, all the science in the world, all the advances that humanity has made, but still you can't stop going about killing and slaughtering one another. Still you hate your neighbor because you hate God in your heart. Those are the objects, believe it or not, of the love of God in sending His Son Jesus Christ into the world, that such might be redeemed by the power of God's love. Oh, that such apostates, that such people, angry, wickedly angry against God, hostile to God, and enmity against God, enemies of God. God sent His only begotten Son to be crucified, nailed to a cross, and raised Him again by divine power from the grave, that you might be saved from that apostasy, that you might be saved from that enmity, that hatred, hostility in your mind against God, against the overflowing fountain of all good. Oh, dear friends, sinners who have already incurred the wrath of God. Bible says the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, who wickedly suppress the truth of the knowledge of God. Such people are the objects of God's love in sending His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, that such might be saved from such a condition, brought out from under the wrath of God. For friends, the only thing that will remove the wrath of God from off of you is the love of God, is the atoning blood of Jesus. The wrath of God will answer to nothing. Nothing will shift it, not your good deeds, not your charitable deeds, not your religion, not your righteousnesses, nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus will take the wrath of God from off you. Only the love of God in the crucified Son of God can take the wrath of God from you. It hangs over you. Day after day, you're exposed to eternal wrath. You're a guilty sinner, that's what you are. I ask you, so what are you? I guarantee you, you tell me you're a good person. Now that's not the right answer. I say, what are you? You say, I'm okay. No, you're not. You're a guilty sinner exposed to the wrath of God. And I tell you, the only thing that will remove the wrath of God from you is the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, shed by the love of God. Oh, dear friends, the love of God. The love of God. Sinners who have already and are already under the wrath of God. But friends, are you to die in that staring condition? Are you to go out of this world? Your sin takes you away. Takes you into the presence of the judge. The judge is standing at the door, don't you know? And he opens the door and you're gone. Into the presence of the judge of all the earth who always does right. And then you're exposed to eternal wrath. Everlasting wrath. Everlasting burning. The flames of hell. Where the flame is never quenched. And the worm dieth not. Oh, dear friends, oh, Only the love of God can save you. Only the redeeming love of God in giving His Son Jesus Christ up to the death of the cross can liberate you, set you free from the wrath of God. Sinners, sinners without a plea. Man, the opposition's lining up today. Thank you for encouraging us, guys. Thank you for your encouragement. Where the truth is preached, there's always opposition. Heretics and madmen, the world's full of them, friends. But that's what you need to be saved from. That's what you need to be saved from, dear friends. The madness of religion, the madness of apostasy, the madness, friends, that fills the hearts and minds of men and women. Sinners, sinners, sinners without a plea. Oh, dear friends, turn, turn today to the love of God in Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Oh, dear friends, do you know? Have you tasted? Have you experienced the love of God in Jesus Christ? Given to a lost, ruined world. Given to a world of sinners. That you might be redeemed. That you might be saved. That you might become a recipient of the marvelous, overflowing fountain of God's great, vast love. And the evidence of God's love, the person to whom it's expressed, Jesus. Jesus came to tell us of the love of God. Jesus came. Jesus came to express that love in saving sinners, in saving the lost. I came, He said, for the brokenhearted. I came to set the captive free. I came to give eyesight to the blind. All these things He did and more. No one ever opened the eyes of the blind, His enemies said, but they pointed to Him. They said, but this man did. Jesus Christ did. He raised the dead to life. He only ever went about doing good. The Son of God expressed the redeeming love of God. Oh, dear friends, Jesus Christ is the expression of God's love. What is love, you say? Jesus! What is love? What is the love of God? Jesus! He is the love of God. The manifestation of the love of God. The expression of the love of God. The unspeakable gift of God's love for a sinner, a rebel such as you. Amen. Oh, turn today. Repent of your sin. Turn to Jesus today. Amen. And receive the love of God in Jesus Christ. And of course, the act that exhibited the love of God more than anything else was the willingness and the lovingness of Jesus to subject Himself to the death of the cross. Oh, friends, in going to the cross, Jesus was not forced to go to the cross. He was not made to. He was not compelled to. He left heaven willingly. He came into the world joyfully. And He went to the cross willingly. He willingly and lovingly, out of love for you, He subjected Himself to the death of the cross, that through Him who has shed blood, you might be made whole, that you might be washed and made clean. The hymn writer asks the question, what will make me whole again? He answers, he says, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What will wash away my sin, he says. He answers, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing else. The blood of Jesus shed in the love of God. The full, final expression of the love of God in giving His Son up to the death of the cross, that through His blood you might be reconciled to God, at one with God. And the benefits, friends, the benefits come to you. The benefits are presented. The benefits are offered to you today. The benefits. God, reconciled to God, at one with God, no longer an enemy of God. Peace with God, pardon, the forgiveness of all your sins. This is the heart of the gospel, that there is forgiveness with God, that he may be feared. Oh, friends, peace with God, forgiveness of your sins. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, tranquility of heart and mind, peace, wonderful, wonderful peace of soul, of heart and mind, through the death of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, the love of God, friends, and the joy, a joy, Jesus says, that no man can take away from you. Joy, deep down in your heart, a joy, my friends, that nothing can spoil, nothing can take away. Not based on your circumstances, not based on money in the bank, not based on your health, not based on your job prospects. Friends, based on the love of God in forgiving you through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. These and more are the benefits that come to a man, come to a woman, from the dying love of God in Jesus Christ. Pardon, sanctification, eternal life, justified, made right with God, and given eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, the wages of sin is death. Always has been, always will be. Death, death, death. You love your sin. You stay in your sin. You've got nothing but death. Death. That's all that there is at the end of sin. Nothing but death. But oh, dear friends, there's an answer. There's an answer to that. Eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we declare to you here this afternoon, the love of God in sending his Son, Jesus Christ. The consequence, that's the consequence of the love of God in sending his Son to die and rise again. Justified by faith, not by your works, not by being religious, not by going to church, not by anything that you do, but faith, simply faith, faith alone, apart from works, apart from any works of yours. You've got nothing, nothing to offer God. All you are is just a lump of walk and breathe and talk and sin. You've got nothing. Only thing you can call your own is your sin. That's all you've got that you can bring to God. Dear friends, nothing, nothing. You must lean, you must trust, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You must trust in the righteousness of another. And in that day when you stand before God, I tell you, if you're trusting in your own righteousness, you're in big trouble. You need to be found trusting in the righteousness of another. The righteousness of God's Son, revealed in the gospel. That righteousness alone God will accept in that day, to give anyone entrance to heaven. Oh, the love of God, I tell you. Saved from eternal death. Saved from eternal death. Born into a state of death. Conceived and born in sin and therefore children of wrath. You're born into a state of death. You live in a state of death. Dead in your trespasses and sins. Only Jesus can make you alive. Jesus, in the love of God, makes sinners alive. Resurrects them. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus needs to make you alive. Make you a new creature in Christ. Oh, dear friends, this is the love of God we're talking about. This defines love. This is the reality of love. Sacrificial love. Giving love. Dying love. Rising love. That you might have eternal life instead of eternal death. That's the consequence. That's the outworking of God's love. And assurance. Assurance you can die. You can die comfortably. You can die without fear. You can face the King of Terrors like nobody else can. You can smile. You can laugh at it. You can walk through it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Oh, dear friends, assurance, to die in the assurance of faith, to go out of this world, to breathe your last, totally assured that you are safe in the arms of Jesus and safe for all eternity. Nothing in heaven, nothing in hell can separate you, nothing in all the world can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Declare to you here today, oh love, love I tell you, love for those who have been reborn. You must be born again, Jesus says. You must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see, he cannot perceive, he cannot understand the kingdom of God. Never mind enter into it. You must be born again. Born again to eternal life. Born from above. Born of God. Not of man. Not of the will of the flesh. Of God. You must be born of God. And born to eternal life. Oh, dear friends. The love of God in Jesus Christ. Are you still an enemy of God? Are you still hostile in your mind against God? Are you still carnally minded? Are you still in the flesh? Or have you been born again? I don't ask you, are you religious? I don't ask you, do you do the beads? I'm not asking you, do you do the seven stations of the cross? I'm not asking you, do the pillars of Islam? I'm asking you, have you been born again? Have you been born again to eternal life? Do you have eternal life in your soul? Has your sins been forgiven? Do you have the hope of heaven? Have you experienced, have you tasted the love of God? The love of God in Jesus Christ in sending His Son into the world. God commended His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Did He die for you? Will you receive Him? Will you receive the love of God? Will you bow the knee? Will you trust in Jesus? Will you raise the white flag in surrender to God? Will you raise the white flag before the cross and receive, take Jesus to be your Savior from your sin, to deal with the guilt of your sin and save you from the wrath of God to which you're exposed? Will you bow the knee to Jesus? Today, friends, today, now is the accepted time. Now, friends, now, you haven't got tomorrow, you haven't got next week, you haven't got your old age, you've only got today. Will you bow the knee today? Will you bow the knee now? Now, friends, now. Now, says God, is the accepted time. God requires you now to bow the knee to His Son, the King of glory, before that cross, and receive the benefit, the peace, the pardon, the joy, eternal, everlasting, offered to you in the gospel, Jesus. Will you take Him? Will you take Him to be yours? Will you believe? Will you trust? Will you hope in Jesus? Will you renounce your own righteousness? Will you renounce your own deeds? Will you renounce the world, the devil? Will you turn your back on everything and everybody and turn to Jesus and give your allegiance, wholehearted allegiance to Him? The Son of God. The Son of God. Born into this world. Sent by God in His love. In the vastness. In the greatness. thinking, repent ye and believe the gospel.